Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn, and I'm from the Chamber of Commerce. And for Chamber's upcoming programs and events, all you got to do is go to DurangoBusiness.org and check out all the things that we do have, including, I think there's a Google Analytics, understanding that. That's coming up on Tuesday. So DurangoBusiness.org is where you register. Lunch and Learn. Terrell Peterson is going to be talking about exit strategies and what you can do to find out how to get out of your business. So all sorts of things happening. Again, DurangoBusiness.org. But if you're ready to go relax, which I am, enjoy one of the most incredible meals you can ever have, Karen Barger, owner, proprietor, president. What's your official title? You own Seasons.
Well, Seasons owns me.
Okay, clarify.
To clarify that, yes, Wayne and I are the owners of Seasons, and we have an amazing team of people that work with us at the restaurant.
And now I want to ask, we're going to get into the Wine Spectator and all of the wonderful accolades you're receiving from that designation, but how long have you had Seasons?
Oh, we purchased Seasons in 2003, so we've been pretty active. Well, we were active before that because I worked at the restaurant since 1995.
Uh-huh.
And then we had the opportunity to purchase it in 2003, and we have been the active owners ever since.
So in all of those years, what do you think has been kind of the highlight of that incredible experience? You've had a long run. Not many restaurants can say this.
Thanks. We have had a long run. I think one of the things that has enabled us to stay relevant for as long as we've been around is that we change our menu with every season. So we're not doing the same thing all the time. There's excitement in the kitchen to be able to produce something that's not the same dish over and over again. We get to work with local farmers and ranchers for whatever's in season, change up the menu that way. And of course, specials are a great way for the culinary team to really show their creative side as well.
All right. I always ask anytime I ever talk to anybody that owns a restaurant, worked in a restaurant, what would you order?
Oh my gosh.
Because I have my go-to favorites.
It kind of depends on the mood I'm in. We do have the opportunity to sit with a group of people and have some great community discussions on Tuesday nights. And so I have the opportunity to order off of our menu every week. Well, I still love our meat and cheese plates, the charcuterie board that we put out. Those meat and cheeses change often, so that's really fun. Our rotisserie chicken is often a go-to for me. It's super solid dinner. And when I'm really hungry, that hits the spot.
Yeah. Well, and I love your steaks. I mean, I got to say, the mashed potato. I mean, just everything about it, and then the little onion rings. I mean, all of that. And I'm hoping that's still on your menu to look. I'm thinking, oh, is that a winner winner? What is that? Because you got that look.
We just changed the menu today for our summer menu.
Uh-huh.
It's a little bit later than what we would normally do, but we are still working with supply chain. As everybody is across the board. So a couple weeks later than what we would normally do for summer menu. And I'm sorry to tell you, Jack, you might have to wait till fall for the onion strings, but we will have a steak and frites on the menu for you.
Well, okay. And one time I remember it was like a coffee rub or something.
Oh, thank you. You're now talking about the KV rubs that we do. We do have those for sale in the restaurant as well.
Oh, really?
You can purchase one for beef, spicy beef. There's poultry. And then there's one for pork as well. And we use the beef rub on, we rub that all over the ribeyes that we run over the rotisserie. And we slice those up for our rib dip sandwich.
Yummy.
Pretty tasty. Oh, big seller.
Oh, they're incredibly tasty. It's funny when you mention the dip sandwich. That's my go-to at lunch now. It's so good. In fact, I'm kind of bummed, Karen, you didn't bring samples.
Oh, we're changing the menu today, Jack. We're meeting the staff. Everybody's together, learning all the components of the new dishes, sharing the new cocktail menus, and talking about the wine experience or the Wine Spectator.
Yeah, the Wine Spectator, and I want to get to that because I have to say I've known you a long time. I'm being very casual with you. I have the utmost respect for you, but I'm going to blame your husband, Wayne. Because I've known him probably longer. I've worked with him up at Fort Lewis. So if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Karen Barger, owner of Seasons. And you received, again, the Wine Spectator, I'm going to say the recognition. There's, if I get this right, there's only roughly 1,100 other restaurants in the world.
In the world at this level.
That have this designation.
Yes. So starting in 2003 when we bought the restaurant, we'd actually submitted the application to have our wine list reviewed and hopefully win some awards as early as 2002. But in 2003, we won our first award of excellence from the Wine Spectator. And that is, the entry level. That's not the right way to say it. Maybe the first bite of the apple in getting that award. And then 4 years ago, we got the Best of Award of Excellence, and that's a pretty narrow funnel. You go from around 3,500 awards at the first level to about 1,000 worldwide.
Worldwide
for the level that we're at, which is the Best of Award of Excellence, and there's not another one within a couple hundred miles of us right now.
That's what I was going to ask, is where is the a couple hundred miles? So with this designation, because, all right, I'm not a wine connoisseur. However, when somebody tells me, try this pairing, it is amazing how it complements the flavor of the food. And if I were to come in to Seasons and say, all right, I'm embarrassed to say, I don't know which, here's what I want. I really want the scallops, or I really want the steak, or I really want whatever it is on the menu. You guys can help me if I say, I want you to pick a wine that will complement that.
Absolutely. We have a number of people on staff that have been through the levels of training with the Court of Master Sommeliers, some of them for the WSET training, and they can pair food and wine all day long. The best part about an event of coming to Seasons for dinner or lunch, if you want to do it, if three or four people are having three or four different entrees, can we find something that will work well with everything on the table?
Okay, so that's good to know, because I go to the beer, and
you got to trust us.
It's what I go to, because I want to break out of my norm. That's my new motto right now. It's just say yes to whatever someone says. Like, Jack, you need to try this. Yes, I will try that.
Perfect, because if you come in and you want to break out of that norm, a really fun thing to do is let the staff maybe style you out with whatever their favorite dish is and pair the wine that goes with it.
Well, that's why I asked you earlier, what would you order? Because that favorite. So along with the Wine Spectator, what are some of the criteria that you have to meet to qualify with those standards that they have?
For the level that we're in now, that Best of Award of Excellence, we have to maintain at least 350 choices, different choices on the wine list.
Whoa.
Currently, we have close to 700. So we're well above that.
You have 700 different varieties of wine?
700 different labels at the restaurant. Yes.
I had no idea.
It's a full-time job to keep up with what this is.
Karen, that's amazing, because I'm looking and I'm going, all right. Because when I'm down in the wine room downstairs, I mean, there's bottle everywhere. Where do you keep them all?
So we've got that cellar downstairs holds lots and lots of different, there's a bunch of bins down there. There's also behind those cabinets, they're full with bins.
Oh.
We have some wines that are in the chiller. We have some wines that are stacked in the hallway, and we have some wines that are in our liquor room, and then that doesn't include by the glass, which we have in different places around the restaurant.
I'm learning so much. I had no idea. 700 you have to choose
from. So we have about 700, right. And so to meet the criteria, the minimum of 350, and then your food menu has to be relevant to the wine list as well. So they have to be a good pairing. Do they stretch across your wine menu, stretch across several reasons, maybe have verticals or multiple years of the same wine? They would call that a vertical flight.
Okay.
And the food that you have on your menu should be able to go with your wine
complement
list.
Yep. So go back to, I just learned something. It's called a vertical flight?
A vertical of wine. So if I have Silver Oak is really big in this town. I think everybody's pretty familiar with that beautiful Cabernet. If you would have, say, a 2000, 2001, 2002, that kind of thing, that's considered a vertical.
Oh, so you have inventory.
You have inventory. You're willing to invest in the wine, maybe sit on it for a period of time.
And so you can then continue to add to the years. And somebody say, do you have a 2006 fill in the blank? You can say, well, yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
Wow.
We have the good fortune of, because we buy so many different kinds of wines, we have the good fortune of getting allocations of some of those wines that are a little bit more rare to come across. So that makes it fun as well.
That is amazing to me. I am just, I'm blown away by this. That's 700. I know, that's crazy. And you know where they all are.
I do know where they all are. I do. And we have the good, we get to taste most of them as well. Not all of them. You can't open some of those those babies that arrive with paper wrapped around them, and you get the one bottle a year. But
yeah,
we try to taste them, know about them, be able to, you know,
differentiate.
Educate. Yep.
And okay, so I'm learning all these new things. I was told by Angie Beach with Music in the Mountains, holding the glass by the stem.
Yes, because you don't want the warmth of your hand to change the temperature of the wine.
Because that changes the flavor.
It does.
All right. Now, we're going down, because this is all about Jack's show, right? In the drink. Well, I think this is important, because it's intimidating for a lot of folks I know, like myself. You know, they don't want to look sillier knowing what we're doing or not to do. So, like, when you get pour the little glass, you smell, and you want to take in the scents, the smells of the wine.
Yes. A couple things happen with that. A really good example would be if you've ever opened a carton of milk, mm-hmm. and you get a whiff of something that doesn't really smell like milk, you're probably not going to drink it.
Right.
And that does happen with wine. They can be corky from time to time. Mm-hmm. If you have ever opened a bottle of wine and it smells like cardboard or wet newspaper, mm-hmm. That wine has some sort of taint, and that's not how that wine should taste. It's not going to be a reflection of what that wine is trying to be.
So if... And it's funny, because I would never send it back. I wouldn't know. But if somebody that is a connoisseur and knows more about than I do, they can say, I'm sorry, this, and they send it back.
You should. I mean, the wine should be complimentary. If they've helped you pick something out and they're mm-hmm. picking the wines based on, you know, if you're having a pork chop and Pinot Noir happens to be a natural affinity for that. If they open up the bottle of wine and they pour a taste for you and you go through the motions swirling and tasting and you don't think that it tastes right, it doesn't mm-hmm. seem to have that what the waiter might have described to you, ask somebody to sniff it, taste it.
You try it. So
you try it. Let me know if this is off. Often you can have as many as one bottle in every case could be off.
Right.
So you shouldn't be afraid to ask.
Oh.
Because we wouldn't want to go through the motions of getting something to you that we think is going to be the perfect pairing. And then have you say, you know, that pork chop was great, but that wine, not so much.
Right.
It could have been the bottle of wine. So we ask for help with that.
And you guys want to, you know, you want to take care of your customers, because it seasons, that is what you do. And the level of service, the level of what we go in to expect at a meal is there, that you're known for. I mean, you guys are you're the best restaurant in town, right? So, I mean,
we want to be the best restaurant in town. We want to provide that experience. We want it to be not just dinner. Mm-hmm. You can eat something anywhere. We want it to be enjoyable. We want you to feel comfortable. We want you to trust that what we put in front of you is what you're hoping it will be, and it'll be the perfect complement.
Okay, so I got to let's give a plug, your website.
www.seasonsofdurango.com.
Okay.
You can go on and make reservations there. You can purchase gift certificates there. You can also look up our current menu and find out whatever events we have going on.
All right, seasonsofdurango.com. Yep. All right, can take a break.
Okay.
So we'll be back in just a little bit. And stay tuned for more. Jack Llewellyn here with Karen Berger, SeasonsOfDurango.com.